The guest about to join me right now is a comedian who you might know from the HBO hit Silicon Valley, his guest appearances on shows like Two Broke Girls and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or even from his own stand-up comedy shows. And he's about to make his feature film debut in the upcoming movie Patriots Day. Please welcome Jimmy O. Yang.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, excited to be joining the show.
I feel like this is a really exciting time in your career to get to talk to you right when your first real feature film is coming out.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal, just even like it's just barely hitting me, like at the premiere, seeing Kevin Bacon, Mark Wahlberg, and those guys. And I took my parents to the premiere just so I can have some perspective. And they definitely thought it was cool, so I think I'm okay to feel cool now.
So, just in case people don't know what the movie's about, do you want to give a brief synopsis?
Yeah, it's a drama. It's about the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, and just kind of painting a picture of all the characters that's involved. I think we all know about the Tsarnaev brothers, the two bombers, the two bombs that went off, but we don't know about kind of like the real heroes, the everyday heroes that kind
The
of brought
behind the
these people to
scenes guys
justice.
actually working on it. Yeah.
Absolutely. The police officers, the FBI guy, the police chief, and the character that I'm playing, who was just an immigrant Chinese student that, just in a bit of bad luck got carjacked by the brothers, and how that whole story transpired.
Did you do a lot of research, or did other people on the film spend time with the actual people they were playing during the filming process?
Yeah, it's both. I get to spend a lot of time with Danny Dunmang, who the guy that I played, and he was just so willing to share. And I know Peter and the writers have talked to him extensively, and to learn about the story. But since we both came from a Chinese background, we're both immigrants. We definitely kind of hit it off together, and he was just open to share this such a traumatic story. And it was just great to find certain details in the story, because we definitely want to get this film as accurate as possible, even though it has to be a movie, but we want to get every detail. So like I'll talk to Danny, and then I'll go up to Pete. I'm like, Pete, maybe this is not in the script, but can we try that? And Pete will be very open to trying stuff. So it was just great to have Danny as a resource, a real-time resource in this film.
That's great. And did some of those real people get to join you guys at the premiere too?
Yes, Danny was there at the premiere, and I mean, he got such a big standing ovation when they introduced him at the end. He's the real hero. I mean, obviously, we're talking about him, and he's consulting the movie, so he's alive, without giving too much away. But he was definitely one of the true heroes in this story, and I'm so proud and honored to play him. And at the same time, it's a story that maybe a lot of you guys, most people, even myself included, before this movie, haven't really heard about, and don't know what's really going to happen to him, and what this story is about. So just, I think it gives us great honor to kind of bring that to light, and kind of showcase this guy, an everyday guy who became a real life hero. And in his own words, he doesn't think he's a hero. He just think he just did it to save his own life. But
Yeah, he
all of
was just
us
thrown
think
into the
he
situation.
Exactly, but every one of us, even the police chief at Davis, the real police chief, said, if it wasn't for Danny, who knew what would have happened?
Did you think when, you were going through your career up until now that your first role would be in such a serious drama as opposed to a comedy?
Right. I mean, I started as a stand-up, and then of course Silicon Valley, and most of everything I've done is comedy. But you know what? I guess I didn't prepare for it, but I would like to think, I'm a well-rounded actor, and I've always my whole life prepared for this role in some degree, with
Yeah,
my
definitely.
with the classes that I took, and just observations and things like that. And coming from a comedy background, I think it actually helped a lot in this movie, especially working with Pete. Pete's, he was an actor himself, and great actor at that. And at the same time, he's very spontaneous, so he's very actor friendly. there's not really any marks when you go shoot his movies, right? So it's just, you got to be ready. He'll throw lines at you, and then we'll do scenes that aren't even like written in the movie. So I think coming from a comedy and improv background, that really, you know, helped me in that training, in the improv training, and also just giving me the courage to kind of try things and be creative in that set.
Yeah, the whole filming experience for this particular movie almost sounds like an acting boot camp.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and Pete, you know, I guess some people would say maybe he's a little intimidating, but he's just so passionate. I love it. I mean, it's an actor's dream to work with Pete. You know, it's just, he lets you do it as if you feel like you're in acting class or you're in theater, you know. Like I said, there's no marks, and he just lets you go through the action, and he's very encouraging, and he just, he's open to ideas. You know, it's great to have a director that, you know, is willing to collaborate, to let you collaborate with him. You know, like I said, when I talk to Danny, and then I'll bring some ideas to Pete, and just how open he was. And then certain times, like I would have some trouble. I'm like, should I do this? Should I do that? And then maybe he'll come up with a great idea, or we'll work on something together and come up with a solution. Because this film, like, you want to make it a good movie, but at the same time, maybe more importantly, you want to make it accurately, and you want to portray these events in a respectful and accurate manner. So it's kind of like dancing a tightrope, being creative, being an artist, at the same time, playing this in a very real, authentic way. So, yeah, exactly like you said, it was like an acting boot camp and an actor's dream to work on something like this.
And were you jumping back and forth between any other projects at the same time, or were you solely all focused on this for a while?
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I don't think I would be able to. This role, I mean, it's pretty involved, and especially I'm playing this real person. For me, a lot of the preparation was fairly method in some sense. I don't want to sound like a cliche or anything, but definitely I want to dive in. I dove into that character like maybe a month before filming, just kind of being this guy, you know. And I was an immigrant. I came to this country when I was 13. Danny's an immigrant. He came to this country when he was 21. He has a thick, pretty thick accent. And he hasn't been in America. When that happened, he only been in America for a few months. And it's just already being in a foreign country, it's very scary, you know, and then this happens to you. I mean, if you really dive into his character and have that accent, like what I learned is that if you just go to like the grocery store, if you just go to the mechanic, they look at you a certain way, you know. It's a different perception, and you see the world kind of differently because of this. And for that, and then on top of that, have this crazy event happen to him. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around. So I really had to kind of just get into his head and work from there, you know.
And so now that the film is wrapped up, you're shooting the fourth season of Silicon Valley?
Yeah. It's going great. So the movie was not necessarily, you know, a fun shoot by any means, but it's extremely rewarding, and it's something that I would love to do again, you know. But, you know, compared to something like Silicon Valley, where you just go to work with a bunch of your friends and you just crack jokes, we couldn't really do that in the film. So to some degree,
yeah.
I am happy to get back to my family and the Silicon Valley people, but I yet feel very accomplished and just grateful to be in part of this film. Yeah, Silicon Valley is going great. You know, there's more stuff with me and TJ coming up this year, and it's just so fun. I think everybody's on the top of their game on that show. Mike Judge, Alec, all the writers, all the cast, most of my scenes with me and TJ, and we just developed such a good chemistry with each other. We really found something with the duo of us too. It's kind of like a modern day Lauren Hardy to some degree. And it's a dream working with like Mike Judge, you know. He's also one of those directors that he just makes you better. That also in itself is also like a comedy boot camp, you know. I've learned a ton on that set, and it's just I wouldn't, you know, trade it away for anything.
And you had such a great variety of guest spots before you started Silicon Valley. You had Two Broke Girls, Always Sunny, Criminal Minds. Which of those was the most fun to shoot or the most memorable?
Oh man, Criminal Minds was a pretty tough shoot. I was playing a psychotic student, so I got to get into that character. I would say one of my favorites was Always Sunny. I was a big fan of all those guys, and of course, grew up watching Danny DeVito, and a big fan of Charlie. Rob McElhenney and Glenn Howerton, Caitlin Olsen. That whole show is so great, right? And it was kind of nerve-wracking. I was still kind of green at the time, and then going in, but they're just so welcoming, and it's just such a fun, easy shoot. And then the episode was also written by the Game of Thrones writers, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, who I'm a huge fan of. I mean, Game of Thrones is probably my favorite show. And they showed up on set at the end of the shoot, and we all took a picture at the Paddy's Pub, and that was just a surreal experience. And that picture is framed on my wall right now. It's one of my favorite pictures ever.
That's so cool, kind of like a full circle moment.
Right? Oh yeah, and this was before Silicon Valley. So I went up to Dan Weiss, at one of those HBO like Emmys after party or something. I'm like, "Hey man, you were the one that kind of, gave me one of my first comedy big breaks on Always Sunny."
That's awesome, though. It sounds like those were really great experiences before you got into the rhythm of doing a regular series.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think each of those things gave me, enough confidence and kind of courage to kind of, when I get on the set on Silicon Valley or Patriots Day, to try stuff, to be confident and be creative instead of just being a nervous wreck trying to do it right,
And in between all of this, you find the time to do your own stand-up comedy shows. How do you fit that in?
Yeah, I think with acting, it's to some degree, pursuing acting, it's a little more passive of a pursuit, right? You got to wait for the audition, you got to wait for the agent to call,
Right, a lot of
things like
waiting.
that. Yeah, exactly. But stand up, it's on your own hands. If I want to go on stage right now, there's a stage somewhere in LA I can get on tonight, and it's very I guess it gets your juices going to some degree, and I started with that, so it's something that I'll always go back to. And yeah, that's also rewarding to actually, see some fans of, say, especially from Silicon Valley, really coming out and buying tickets, and seeing me and then shaking their hands. That's very rewarding and very like an instant gratification type of thing. So I definitely do enjoy that still.
That's so cool. Do you have any plans to perform outside of LA?
Yeah, I got some after Silicon Valley shoots, I'll have some tour dates coming up on my website, jimmycomedy.com, or my Twitter and all that. I'll post all that stuff. So yeah, I'll definitely plan on touring next year. Hopefully, I get to, do some movies and then still squeeze in some touring.
Yeah, any other upcoming films that you can tell us about yet?
Before we started back on Silicon Valley, I want to shoot this movie called Life of the Party. In Atlanta, and it's a Melissa McCarthy movie, very funny movie, and everybody was just so great. So
She must have been amazing to be on set with.
oh my God, she is so cool. She's one of those people that, she's a huge star, but when you hang around her, she makes you feel so welcome, and she's just like a friend, like off the bat, just makes you feel so comfortable and just great to work with. It's a great vibe on the set. Her husband Ben Falcone, who's a great director, directed the movie, and it was just a really fun experience. And I play her daughter's boyfriend, and which is, I guess, great in a way that I get to just play a non-charactery role. Like I enjoy a lot
Yeah.
playing the character roles, but this is just like a good boyfriend, which is great. So we'll see how I pan out as a sexy good boyfriend. We'll see.
Do you know when that's coming out yet?
I think that's scheduled to come out in May 2018, so that'll be a while.
Cool, but that's very exciting. Well, it sounds like you have so many great things going on, and is Patriots Day, I think, starting to roll out into theaters now?
Well, we just started screening it to the critics and stuff like that, but the limited release will be December 21st.
All right, coming up.
that's something I really want people to see, and I think it's going to be a powerful movie.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, and yeah, we look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you, Ashley. Great talking to you.